Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Joining us on the line, Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Make sure to check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Ross, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing all right. It's good to talk to you again. And let's start off with what you saw Sunday night. Were you surprised like we were that it felt like the Lions just never found a rhythm and basically laid an egg on Sunday night? Were you surprised at their performance?
Well, I guess I felt pretty good about them through the first half. I mean, I think, you know, obviously that Goff touchdown where they called a motion penalty or whatever. And I mean, we could have a whole conversation about the dynamics of how the officials decided to make that change. Because I know Dan Campbell said he was told one thing, and obviously Rolstad after the game said something different. But I will say that's a major bummer. If you're the Lions and you come up with a really cool, unique play like that, you got to make sure you cross all the T's, dot all the I's, because you're only going to run that once, and it's got to count. I mean, it's got to be a touchdown if you're going to do something like that. But I thought they were moving the ball in the first half. I just think, you know, I thought their defense might struggle against the Chiefs offensively with the Chiefs the way they're playing right now. And I was a little disappointed that they weren't able to keep the pace in the second half. I think that's probably the thing that surprised me. I thought the Lions offensively would kind of be able to go blow for blow with the Chiefs. And it was almost like tennis, and they in the second half they stopped holding serve.
We talked to Dan yesterday, and he clearly stated an official told him New York buzzed down. The NFL denies it. They stick with the pool reporter. Does the NFL have a credibility issue here?
You know, that is a tough one. That is a very tough one, Jim. I think that there are certain times when the officials gather and they say after further discussion that I think are probably, you know, open to interpretation for people. You know, I'm not in the business of saying that Craig Rolstad was lying. I'm also not in the business of saying that Dan Campbell was lying.
Somebody was lying. You know?
You know, the one thing I do think is interesting, there is kind of a middle ground there in terms of the, you know, the replay official that's actually in the stadium. I think people lose sight of that. There's New York. There's the replay officials in the stadium. And there is obviously the officials on the field. Now, you know, if the one official said to Dan Campbell it was New York, maybe he thought it was New York and it wasn't. Maybe he didn't realize that that's not a situation where New York's supposed to get involved. And he said that to Dan, and he shouldn't have. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities there. There's a lot of options, and I would say good luck trying to find the right answer. That would be like, you know, the Zapruder film, trying to figure out exactly what really happened or did not happen in that situation.
Ross, those are possibilities. It's also a possibility that New York did weigh in against the rules and the NFL put their finger on the scale. That's also possible.
That is a possibility, and there are certainly, look, there's a lot of people in Detroit that feel that way, and there are certainly people that have felt that that seems like the case in other primetime games or playoff games.
Well, especially when it comes to the Chiefs.
Games. What's that?
Especially when it comes to the Chiefs. It feels like they always get the benefit of the doubt. They get the call from New York. And I don't want to waste our time going back and forth on this because, I mean, obviously we do believe that the NFL has a credibility issue. But let's talk about this matchup this weekend in regards to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is there a quarterback that's playing at a better level right now than Baker Mayfield?
No, there's not. And I don't know how much you guys have watched him. He's just so entertaining. I mean, he's like definitely top 10, one of my five favorite players to watch. I just love the sport, and I love people that are giving it everything they have, and you can see that. And a lot of times you can't see that from quarterbacks, but Baker, first of all, I said this last week on Sunday on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL. I don't know how many of these you guys have seen. He's either the best, worst scrambler or the worst best scrambler I've ever seen. I mean, at least four times this year, he has been dead to rights, multiple guys, and he somehow breaks a tackle or squeezes out of there and runs for a big gain. And guys, this is not Lamar Jackson we're talking about. This is not Jaden Daniels. He's not fast. He's not overly athletic. I don't really know how he's doing it, but he somehow does it seemingly every game for a game-changing, game-breaking play.
There's no denying what Tampa's done this year, right? 5-1, fourth-quarter comeback, game-winning drives. They're having a great year, and now we get a great matchup Monday night when they face the Lions. We're talking to Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. So tell us how these two teams match up.
Well, it's a crazy interesting matchup, especially when you consider the guys that won't play for both teams. You know, with this Brian Branch suspension, I actually, you know, Branch might be a top 20 favorite player for me. I love the way that guy plays football. He plays for keeps. And was it a smart thing to do that to Juju after the game? Absolutely not. John knows the way I played and like to play. I like that Branch has that chip on his shoulder. I like that he's trying to hit everything that moves, but they're going to really miss him in this game. The flip side is the most impressive thing, Jim, about the Bucs is that they're 5-1 with all the guys they've been missing.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have Wirfs for a while. They moved their center to left tackle, and then they moved their left guard to center, put a different guy in at left guard. Their right guard's out for the year. Their right tackle's out. And we don't even know. There's three star receivers, Mike Evans, Emeka Ebuka, Chris Godwin. We don't know if any of those guys are playing Monday night. I mean, it's one of the craziest things I've seen that they're 5-1 with this many injuries. What they're really doing is making it so that every other team in the NFL has no excuse. Like, there's no excuse to say, oh, we're missing this guy, we're missing that guy. The Bucs are missing a lot of guys, and they're still 5-1. It feels like a game where there's going to be a lot of points. It feels like it's going to be a back and forth, kind of similar to, you know, Sunday night for the Lions against the Chiefs. The Lions have to hold serve. I don't know if they're going to be able to slow down the Bucs. Maybe they can with all these injuries that the Bucs have offensively, but nobody's really been able to. I think it's incumbent on Jared Goff and company to score almost every time they have the ball. It feels like 31-30, you know, 31-27, something like that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
And so, in having said that, the one thing that we know about Tampa is that's the side of the ball where they haven't had a lot of injuries. And they've always been a good defense, but this year it feels like the defense has slipped. Now, you look at the Niners game and you could say, okay, well, that's where they've started to perform. But before that, is there any concern that Baker's having to go through these heroics simply because the defense for Tampa has not performed as expected?
Yes. There's a lot of truth to that. I mean, there's no question, and I'm not exactly sure why that's been the case. You know, for the Bucs, they don't have McCollum, their corner, who they really like, so Vildor's been in there. But I am a little surprised that the Bucs defense hasn't played better. But, you know, they were better against the 49ers, as you referenced. And so sometimes it just takes these teams a little bit of time to settle in a little bit. We'll see if that's the case. Hopefully for the Lions, it's not.
We've been focusing on the matchup in the NFC, right? I mean, the winner of that game could claim, hey, we're the best in the NFC, maybe the NFL. Who's the best team in the AFC?
Well, that's a funny question because, you know, I do my power rankings every Tuesday on the Ross Tucker podcast. I have the Colts as the number one team in the NFL. And I know people say, oh, my gosh, come on, Ross. It's six games now, guys. That's 40% of the season. I'm going by what I see this year. They have totally annihilated three teams. Are those teams good? No, but it's not easy to blow teams out in the NFL. Then they found a way to win a couple other games that were close late. Their only loss was at the Rams when A.D. Mitchell did that thing where he dropped the ball at the goal line and it was a touchback. I mean, they could very easily be undefeated. So I'm still saying the Colts, but my Even Money Betting podcast, which is really popular, my co-host, he says it's the Chiefs. He said, I don't care that they're 3-3. He's starting to see some underlying metrics, yards per play, the way they beat the Lions. He thinks the Chiefs are not only the best team in the AFC, he thinks they're the best team in the NFL now.
All right, they're getting Rice back. I mean, I suppose there's an argument. What was that, John?
Tuck, we only got 30 seconds. So of the teams with four or more wins in the AFC, you got New England, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, Denver, and L.A. Which one of those teams is the biggest fraud?
Ooh. I'll say the Jaguars. I'm not buying the Jaguars yet. I mean, they were winning with all kinds of crazy turnover fortune. I'm not ready to go there with the Jags.
Good answer. Okay. He's Ross Tucker. You can hear more of him. He has that podcast, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Ross, good stuff.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks, bud.
Ticket Textures did pick up on the fact that Kendall Vildor is playing for Tampa Bay, and that excites Lions fans tremendously.
Steve, you can hit his face mask.
God, it's 97-1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.